good rope, you bet. The steer that Windy hadn't tied, he had not met him yet. But the boys had talked of a little black steer who's a kind of a bad outlaw, who lived wet down at the bottoms, a foot of a rocky draw. Where this old black steer, it stood his ground with punchers from everywhere. The boys give Windy 2-1 that he could not quite get there. So Windy takes out his old roan horse, who's a withers and back the raw, and prepares to tackle that little black brute that lives down in the draw. Wow! With his Sam Slick trees, Brazos bits, and his shafts and taps to boot, and his old McGee tied hard and fast, Bill goes to tackle the brute. And the little rope horse, he sauntered around, and that steer began to paw. Then he stuck his tail straight up in the air, and he heads down through the draw. Well, the Windy's horse went after him like a he'd been eating corn. A Windy stuck that old McGee right around the black steer's horns. And the little roping horse, he shut it right down, and the cinches bust like straw. And the old McGee and the Sam Slick tree went drifting down the draw. Pile in his face and hands was scratched. Well, he said he could always rope the steer, but he guessed he'd met his match. And he pays his debts like a little old man without no bit of jaw. And a loud old black steer was the boss of everything in that draw. Well, the moral of this story, boys, is very plain to see. When you go out to rope your steer, don't you tie hard your McGee. But you take your dallies like a man to the California law, and you won't see your old rim fire go drifting down the draw.